As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Padres win, Dodgers lose. I'm kidding. Padres win, Cubs lose. Not fully kidding. At least there's a narrow path. A narrow path we'll get into to the four seed. It's narrow. It's narrow. But there is a path. Padres do win the series in Chicago. They go 3-3 on this road trip. I mean, it was a disastrous trip until the last 2 days. Beat the White Sox in come-from-behind fashion yesterday. And then today they kind of hold on for dear life. Michael King, much better, although certainly not perfect in his outing here today, although he does go five scoreless innings. So make your way in and subscribe. You're on content for you folks. It's the final week of the regular season. There's 1 week left in the regular season, and the postseason starts in 9 days, a week from Tuesday. So here we are. Please subscribe. You're on content for you. If you're a Padres fan, smash the like button for us. You can follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell. SD, we appreciate all your super chats. We really do. If you want to support this channel, click the dollar sign below the chat box. We'll get to all of your comments on screen. If you want to weigh in, if you want to support, if you want to control the direction of the conversation, click the dollar sign below the chat box. If you want to become a member, get those emojis and badges, you can click the join button down below. Today, Toddy homers, King goes five scoreless. Bullpen holds on. Walks were an issue, but they win. Yesterday, the offense kind of comes to life, Jim, after falling behind early. Behind you, Darvish, and the Padres win a series. They're heading home. There's still stuff to play for, and oh, by the way, their magic number is one, so they can clinch a playoff spot as soon as tomorrow by winning against the Brewers.
Yeah, it wasn't a pretty series. I mean, you took 2 of 3, but you know, it didn't like scream like, "Oh man, this team's dominant!" Right? Like, this team's playing good baseball right now. Right. It didn't scream that. I mean, you're going against the White Sox. It's like by default, you're going to win 2 out of 3 games. The White Sox are going to lose 100 plus games. A couple things from the series that I took away, because today 3-2 victory, you know, okay, but from the series perspective as a whole, a couple things. Number one, Fernando Tatis Jr. has the power back. Like, his power numbers recently and of late is more towards what we expect from Fernando Tatis Jr. You know, the power surge at the end of the year leading into the postseason. It's not like a Cal Raleigh power surge, right? But it's better than it was, right? It's better than it was. And you don't watch Fernando Tatis Jr. at the plate recently and be like, that guy can't hit a home run. Like, you feel like he could run into one. Today he did. Jackson Merrill, he's been on fire lately. He's been incredible. Ryan O'Hearn, back-to-back 3-hit games.
Yeah.
Last night and tonight, that's a very good sign going forward. And then Michael King today, I mean, the walks, didn't like how he left the game. Bases loaded, no outs there in the sixth. But Adrian Morejon came in, got the job done. Michael King, a nice tune-up before the real tune-up, right? Because he has one more start before the postseason, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a tune-up before the tune-up, if that's even like a thing. And then the bullpen shut it down. Kyle Hart, okay, a couple runs today, but you know the walks were a problem. Nine walks today is like, but they didn't let the walks completely kill them. So yeah, now you're looking at a situation. You win tomorrow, you clinch a postseason berth, and we'll see where they fall as far as 4, 5, and 6 go. But it, you know, just, you know, win the game tomorrow, or I don't know if like you have an opportunity to clinch without winning, because if the Reds or the Mets lose, but don't they play each other?
They don't, because aren't the Mets playing the Cubs?
Oh, they do. Yeah. So tomorrow,
it says they can.
Oh, there's nothing. There's no games tomorrow. Besides, there's three games tomorrow. None of them are the Cubs, Mets or
Reds.
Reds, yeah, it's Padres, Brewers, Giants, Cardinals, Braves, Nationals. That's it.
Yeah, they need a win. If they win, they're in the event that they need three-way tiebreakers, they will be in
right
with a win to the postseason. So they'll celebrate with a win tomorrow against the Brewers. They'll close with the Brewers and the Diamondbacks. I don't think it's the easiest finish. No. Obviously, here with the way Arizona has played down the stretch, the way Milwaukee has positioned themselves essentially all year, and you hold out this like glimmer of hope, not for the division. Forget about the division, but you hold out this glimmer of hope that the Cubs, you know, it's so funny, man. I spent Friday night basically justifying the opportunity that the Padres are going to have in the postseason, even though they're playing like shit. And people are like, you're selling false hope. I'm like, imagine being a Cubs fan. I mean, they've been awful. They've been terrible. They've lost 4 straight.
Imagine being a, yeah,
give up home field here in the first round. And it's like everyone's like, oh, the Padres are playing terribly. I'm like, you watching the Cubs? Like, what are Cubs Mets saying about their team? So, yeah, I just think that every team probably needs to get its house in order. I don't think Dodgers fans feel like they have the same team that they had last year necessarily. I don't think the Brewers fans feel the way they felt a month ago. Mm-hmm. I think the Phillies have dealt with injuries. So I'm just saying that, listen, we'll see what happens. Again, would I prefer to play that series at home? Yeah, absolutely. Am I guaranteeing some type of series win? No, but nobody knows what's going to happen once the postseason starts. And all you can do is put pressure on here. I mean, you could win 5 or 6 games and put some pressure on the Cubs, who have lost 4 straight, and maybe get closer potentially to having home field in that wild card series. But we'll see. They're going to clinch a playoff spot hopefully tomorrow. They're certainly clinching a playoff spot. And then from there, it'll be, like you said, a 4, 5, or 6 seed for the Padres in the postseason. But in all likelihood, they're heading to Chicago. That's most likely at this point with a week to go.
I'll just say this. Like, I don't know about you. The White Sox series for me did like absolutely nothing for me. Like literally nothing for me. I pointed out at the start of the show some things that I saw, some things that I liked, right? But as far as, hey, they won a series in Chicago against the White Sox. Do you feel better about them going forward? No, I don't. I feel the same as I felt last Friday. Like, major concerns, wobbly on the road. They can't beat winning teams on the road or playoff teams on the road. And, you know, the starting pitching still is kind of like shaky, right? They have a really good test the next 3 days at home against the Brewers. If they go out and they play some really good baseball, now the Brewers, they clinch today, so tomorrow for them is a hangover game. Clinching and celebrating and traveling across country or wherever they were at, because I think they were they in Kansas City?
They were in St. Louis.
Or St. Louis. Who was in Kansas City?
Maybe the Royals.
No, but I saw a team clinch in Kansas City.
Toronto.
That's who it was, Toronto. Okay. So, I mean, tomorrow, if we're talking about scheduled losses here for the Brewers, like, you clinch today, you travel across country, and, you know, you play a game the next day against a team that's really good at home. Like, that to me feels like a scheduled loss. We'll see how the series goes. We'll see how it goes. Could be completely wrong. But again, playing better baseball, going into the postseason, starting right now in this homestand, is, I feel like, pretty crucial. Because what if they, on this homestand, John, in the final 6 games, they go 3-3? I mean, it's just like
expected, kind of the expected result.
Yeah. I mean, 3-3 at home. Okay. You're in the postseason and now you're on the road to face Chicago. Now you got to flip that switch. Like, okay. But, you know, to me, it's like I know the postseason probably in their minds, like, we've already started the postseason push. Like, tomorrow, let's go. All right. It's go time. You know, you clinch tomorrow, celebrate, and then you get your ducks in order for the postseason starting next Tuesday.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Does anyone officially know, Jim, do you have the divisional record in front of you for the Cubs and the Padres? Because the Cubs divisional record isn't finished. They still play the Cardinals to finish the year. So they still have three games in division to be played.
So the Padres. Is it based?
And the Padres still have three. Exactly. So we don't know who's won that tiebreaker as of yet, because couldn't one team go 3-0 and another team go 0-3? That would have to change what would happen there.
Let's see here. Let me pull up the tiebreakers.
Yeah, I don't know. There's been multiple people saying multiple things. Like Shota here saying if the Padres win out, they have the tiebreaker. Maybe that's from their 3-0 record against the Diamondbacks.
It says for the NL wild card for the Cubs, they win tiebreakers versus the Brewers and the Dodgers. They lose tiebreakers versus the Phillies. Tiebreaker to be determined versus the Mets and the Padres.
Yeah, here's why. Here's why. The Cubs are 27-22 with those three Cardinals games, and the Padres are 29-20 with the Diamondback game. So the Padres have the edge there. They would basically need to avoid going 0-3 against the Diamondbacks, is my quick math on it.
While also probably going 6-0 in this homestand or close to it.
Yeah, 100%. Right. Yeah. But the if there's a glimmer there, it's that you don't have to pass the Cubs. You have to get even with the Cubs. The difference with the Dodgers is you have to pass the Dodgers, because you don't have the tiebreaker. So being
we're still talking about the Dodgers?
No, I'm saying you don't have to.
Oh. Okay, I was going to say.
Not hear me. I'm saying the difference between the Cubs and the Dodgers is you don't have to pass the Cubs.
Right.
So that's why the Cubs is still in play and the Dodgers isn't in play. Because if you do go 6-0, again, I get it. It's wishful. But if the Cubs go 3-3, you have the tiebreaker.
Right.
So, I mean, Cubs have lost four straight. You talk about the Padres need to play like the playoffs are starting in a week. Mm-hmm. You could probably say the same about the Chicago Cubs. Let's get to the first Super of the Night. Guys, if you're here, subscribe here on content for you. And thank you for the Super Chats. Click the dollar sign below the chat box. Hendrick, thank you, man, for the Super. He says, do you get King another star before wild card? Yeah, he'll make one more. Who would you sit with Bogey back? No team seems like a sure thing now in the National League. I mean, I tend to agree with that in general. King definitely makes another start. Make a start next weekend, and then he'll be in line to potentially start game two. Bogarts is your starting shortstop, presumably, Jim, come tomorrow, when he will be activated, according to Kevin Acey. And yeah, that's the state of affairs, right, with a week to play in the regular season.
So AJ, just go back real quick. AJ Casville tweeted this out this afternoon. Because the Cubs got swept by the Reds, it ensures the Padres would win a tiebreaker against Chicago.
That makes sense to me because they have to overcome three games. So if they do it, I feel like it makes sense to me. They have a better divisional record right now than the Cubs.
Yeah, he says it remains unlikely, but if the Padres can make up three games on the Cubs in the next six games, they'd host the wild card series.
That's kind of huge that the Cubs stumbled like that, losing three straight games to the Reds.
Yeah, this thing is kind of crazy down the stretch. Like I still believe – and I still feel like I'm sure you do too. Like that 5C kind of just feels like what's going to happen. Now, it's not a 100% certainty that they're going to get the 5C because there's ways that you could get the 4. And there's also ways that, is there ways you could get the 6? I'm so confused.
There's ways they could get the 6. Yeah. They have not clinched because they haven't clinched the 5. So, yeah.
It would mean the Mets would have to fall out and the Reds, if the Reds get in, and they continue to play hot, Padres stumble, they would get down to the 6. I don't even know.
I mean, they're separated by 5 games. If they give up 5 games, you got some serious problems.
You do. if the Padres go in as a 6 seed, they're not winning the World Series.
Of course not.
No.
I mean, it's not – what are the odds of them winning the World Series? The 5 seed, obviously low, you know?
Right. There's a lot that needs to happen with this team going forward. But I mean, King is going to get another start. So
yeah, against the Diamondbacks.
And as far as who you sit with Bogey returning, well, they're probably going to sit Ryan O'Hearn.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot that was in there. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, O'Hearn's been hot back to back games.
I know, I know.
Tons of hits. But back-to-back three-hit games, right?
Back-to-back three-hit games. I mean, maybe you could sit Sheets. Maybe. Depending. I mean, who's pitching tomorrow? Is a lefty on the mound tomorrow?
It's a good question. Take a look.
My guess is probably they would sit Gavin Sheets because Sheetsy's been struggling lately. His numbers aren't great.
By the way, it's an amazing matchup. Freddy Peralta, Nick Pivetta.
Ooh.
Freddy Peralta has been unbelievable. He's a righty, and he's got a 2-6. He's got 17 wins. So that's
That could be a division round matchup right there. This could 100%. Be a division. This could be a preview of the divisional round.
Yeah, although this pitching matchup, correct me if I'm wrong, would be unlikely because Pivetta would start game one of a wild card, which would make him not in line to start game one of a DS based on days off. He would only have 3 days off between starts. So that's the advantage of being the Brewers. You can set your rotation. The Padres can't, even if they were to sweep a series. They wouldn't have Nick Pivetta available, I wouldn't think, on 3 days rest. If that's when the NL divisional series starts or if there's 2 days off after the wild card, I don't know. Every so often, thank you. He says, O'Hearn stepping it up, not swinging for the fences. Yeah, he had really struggled, man. I mean, for the better part of a month, he had been kind of inconsequential. And it is nice to see. He talked about it with Kevin. We had Kevin on. Kevin talked about it with us. It's good to see some of these bats coming to life. I mean, look at Merrill's numbers over the last 14 or 15 games. He's been incredible with the power. Look at O'Hearn's weekend. Look at Tatis with the power and the stolen bases as well. So, like, there's some encouraging signs in there. Offensively, it doesn't always work itself out to 6-7 runs per game, including today. But I do think there's some encouraging offensive signs in general. We'll see if it leads to team success or not.
Yeah, I think O'Hearn, it's like Gavin Sheets was hot and now he's cooled off and hopefully Ryan O'Hearn gets hot because, you know, I feel like you're going to need those guys in this lineup. You just are. And with Jackson Merrill also getting red hot here as well, that's a good sign. Manny, it's funny because you look at Manny's numbers and, you know, recently he's been much, much better.
Yep.
But how is he going to perform in the postseason? That's always the question with him. It's funny because he's going to get right to about his numbers. I mean, he's at 26 homers, 93 RBIs, 275 average. Like, his OPS is a little low. I don't know if it's going to get above 800 here for the season, but, you know, that's just who Manny is.
Let's get to this from Padres Payne. Thank you, mate. It says, if we end up in a record tie. So this is definitive, by the way, and thank you for the super. It says, if we end up with a record tie with the Cubs, we're 3-3 against them this year. Division records are 27-22 for them and 29-20 for San Diego. Both one series left, but here's the deal. The only way, if the Padres make up three games, they're a lock to have the better divisional record. Hook, line, sinker. That's the point. Because even if the Padres went 3-3, that means the Cubs go 0-6. And lose three divisional games. So there's no path for the Padres making up three games and not winning the divisional tiebreaker, to AJ Casswell's point. So you make up three games, you have the higher seed. The problem, you have to make up three games.
That's the problem, yeah.
If it was one game, I'd feel really optimistic about that.
Yeah.
If it was two, you'd feel like there was a decent shot. At three, it's obviously very improbable. It's just hard to make up three games in 6 days.
It's extremely hard. You need like everything to go your way for that to happen. And it's just this Padres team has not had everything go their way a lot this season. You know, they are a baseball team that their season right now, postseason, completely, we got to wait to see what happens there, but their regular season's defined by two stretches.
Yep.
The 14-3 stretches that they had this year, that's it. That's what their season's defined by. You take that out, they're not a good baseball team.
Of course, you can't take it out.
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, but they aren't a team that, like, has been uber consistent over the year. They've been consistent at being kind of average, but
yeah,
with some, like, amazing stretches in there, two to be exact. And you know, if they can have another 14-3 stretch, doubtful. That'd be nice, right?
Well, then they'll win the World Series. There's not that how many games you need remaining.
So wait, you know, 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, 13. So you had 13 games to win the World Series
in the postseason. Yeah,
right.
From a wild card.
Right.
But by the way, since they even started 14-3, forget about the other four. Since they started 14-3, they're 71-68. So over the last 139 games, they're 71-68. So that's who they have been. They are built on the strength of that start, and they did have that other stretch in there, right. And they've kind of weathered storms. It's almost like, I mean, I've felt it a lot here in the second half of the year. It's like they're just playing out the string, which is weird because they could have played for division.
Yeah.
It's like they're waiting for the postseason, but they could have secured themselves a better chance to win in the postseason by playing well down the stretch. And unfortunately, they didn't take advantage of that, we don't think. Now, again, they could play to this inside straight and go 5-1 or 6-0 down the stretch. And by the way, then benefit from the Cubs losing. They don't control that. So they're going to have to get lucky for the Cubs to finish poorly, but it's possible because the Cubs have lost their last four games. We'll see. Jeff, appreciate you, man. Thank you. He says, happy we'll see him clinch at home. Fans earned it. It's a great point. I mean, they're going to draw well over 3 million. Again, the record number of sellouts is a really good point. It can happen as soon as tomorrow. They just got to take care of business. And I would like their chances with Nick Pivetta. I really would. Playing for that much tomorrow night, I think they'll have a very good chance to win tomorrow. And if they don't take care of business tomorrow, they'll have another chance to do it the next day. But that's a really good point from Jeff. It'll be another good crowd, as they all are. And we'll see if they can do it behind Nick Pivetta. And that would be kind of fitting if that's how they do it tomorrow.
Now, the one thing I don't want, because it's possible, is they clinch by even if they lose on. Now, if they lose tomorrow, then if they lose tomorrow, there's no way that they can clinch because no one else is playing that right. Affects them, right? So they would still be at one. But I'm just saying, like, if you lost Tuesday and you get in by default.
Yeah, I always hate that.
I hate that. Like, just go out and win a game. Like, go take it. Go win the game. Celebrate the right way. You know, Mike Schilt would love nothing more to say that we shook hands after a win to celebrate a postseason berth, right? And yeah, do it at home in front of 40,000+ fans.
Chris, hold on. I think my neighbor's closing my garage, but I got to check. Stand by.
Okay. Garage gate. Uh-oh. How could he close your garage?
He did. Well, you can close it, you just can't open it.
But wait, huh?
So here's what happened. Let me take you behind the scenes.
Okay.
Jones at 7 p.m. took out the trash. I'm like, why are you taking out the trash?
He took out the trash. Wow, get him trained very young here.
He gets like rewarded, right, to take out the trash.
Okay.
So, but he opened up the garage to do it because the trash comes on Monday. So he like literally took the trash outside. I thought he closed the garage when he came back in, but why would I think that? Because he's six.
Right.
So the garage has been open for the last 3 hours and now it's pitch black outside and our garage is just wide open. But you can close our garage from the outside. You just can't open it. You just hit the enter button and it closes.
Oh, okay.
The more you know. What were you saying?
I don't remember. I was saying like win, like don't clinch a postseason berth by just losing.
Yeah, it's always the worst. I mean, half the teams probably do it that way.
Right.
But it's, yeah, I completely agree with that. They've done that before, right?
I think they did that did they do that in 22?
I don't remember.
I feel like they did. I think they actually lost like the White Sox. 20, I don't remember.
I forget.
But I feel like they did. And it was like, I don't know. Well, the good thing is that they'll be able to celebrate at home in front of their fans. Yeah, they lost to the White Sox. Yeah, that's what it was. They lost to the White Sox when they clinched.
Kind of.
It was like, ugh. Everyone's like, oh, they backed in. And then they're in the freaking NLCS.
Here's something that's I just want to, you know, I think we've reached the point where we're done saying the Padres won't reach the postseason. Faulty Spork might be talking about the possibility that the Padres could like pass the Cubs. Mm-hmm. Because he says, tell me you don't know baseball without telling me you don't know baseball. Anything can happen. See 64 Phillies. The 64 Phillies didn't miss the postseason with a magic number of one with six games to play. So the Padres are in the playoffs. Okay. Here, I'll open a bottle of champagne tonight. Padres
right.
Have been
champagne's
playoffs.
On ice. All right. It's at yeah. Petco. It's on ice.
It can be on more than ice. It's not about making it. It's now about they're going to be the five seed. Right. We've been saying this for 2 weeks. They're likely going to be the five seed. Mike, thank you. He says, Mike. Never take playoffs for granted. 07 through 19 were brutal. My grandpa's almost 90 and he's excited. He should be because that's a good point. You shouldn't take the playoffs for granted. And there have been teams out of wild card spots and you all know the story. Anything can happen once you get in any sport.
Look, for, you know, at times this year, like, and probably right now, we've been down on this team and we've criticized them because they deserved it. And they had ample opportunities to get themselves ahead of the Dodgers and really push their way to their first division title in forever. Okay. And they completely squandered it. They had every opportunity. The door was literally just open and the Dodgers are like, come on through. And the Padres, as they were trying to walk through the door, tripped over themselves and hit their face on the floor multiple times. Okay. But with that all being said, you're absolutely right, Mike, that, you know, when they clinch tomorrow or they clinch Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever it is this week, they clinch. As a fan, I know that the confidence in this team isn't like that high going into a postseason to make a run to a World Series. You also have to take a step back and celebrate the fact that this doesn't really happen much to this franchise. They don't make postseasons in back-to-back years consecutively. Right. The last time they did that was 06. 05-06. Not 06-07. 05-06.
Last and only time.
Right. Last and only time. And so this has to be celebrated. Even though it doesn't feel like this team, like last year's team, we were like, yo, this could be special. And this year's team, we're like, we'll see. Right. But it has to be celebrated. You have to celebrate it because as a fan, you might not. I mean, this team could go under some major changes in the future. We don't know. Guys could get hurt, miss time, miss seasons. And, you know, they go the next 5 years, they'll make the postseason. Like this has to be celebrated whenever they do clinch a spot. And we'll worry about the postseason after. Right. But clinching a postseason berth this week absolutely has to be celebrated as it should.
Look at it this way. Padres started in 1969. When they made the postseason in 1996, you know how many times they made the playoffs?
Once. Not a lot, John.
In 27 years, they made it one time. It took them 15 years to make it. It took them another 12 to make it again. Now the playoffs have changed. The teams make it. So it's way harder in 84 than it is in 2025. But, like, we're counting on two hands their playoff trips all time, right? 84, right. 96, 98, 05, 06, 20, 22, 24, 25.
Like, it's the best run in Padres history right now that we're in as far as postseason appearance goes.
It's insane. I mean, they have no postseason history. I mean, this decade really is more than half of their all-time postseason histories, or about half their postseason trips are happening this decade. So would you like to see him get to a World Series again? Yeah. And it's been a while. Would you like to see him win a World Series for the first time ever? Yeah, no doubt. But I do think I'm with your general point, which is like you should celebrate the fact that they're going to make the postseason. There's going to be 18 teams that don't make the postseason out of the 30.
Yeah, I have four postseason appearances in the last 6 years. Three in the last four for this franchise. That's a huge accomplishment.
I agree. They won in the first 27. Yeah. All right. We're going to get back to the conversation, guys. If you're here, subscribe here on Content for Padres Fans. Help us get to 9,700 subscribers, please, by subscribing to this channel, whether you're here live or on replay. And thank you for your support with the Super Chats by clicking the dollar sign below the chat box. But also thank you for your support of our title sponsor and all of our sponsors here on the Wrap-Up Show. Mark Nimitz of Farmers has been with us for over 4 years, month in and month out. On the Wrap-Up Show, we never get the channel off the ground without Mark, and he's been with us for years at this point. If you have any insurance need, get in contact with Mark. I have 3 insurance policies through Mark. He's going to take care of you and your family if you ever need him. He's been there for me and my family for years. At this point, he's a terrific insurance agent, and he's also a massive Padres fan. So call him, talk about the Padres, and talk about how you can save money on your insurance. So click that link in the description down below. Get free quotes online, or call Mark. He'll talk to you about the Padres. He'll give you free quotes as well. And again, if you support this channel, before you just renew your current policy, get in contact with our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance.
All his information is on that ticker down below, mnimitz@farmersagent.com. When you reach out to Mark, let him know that John and Jim from the Wrap-Up Show sent you.
All right, so again, Padres win today 3-2. They overcome the 9 walks that Jim talked about. How about this? Today was the only day this week they did not allow a first inning run. Let's say it again. It's Sunday. Today was the only day this week the Padres did not allow a first inning run. And go back to one day ago. They trailed again, Jim. Think about that. They had lost game one. They trailed in the 6th inning of game 2. 2-1. Or was it the 5th inning? And it was 1-0 immediately, and then they trailed 2-1 later in the game. To their credit, broke through Ahern, the bases-clearing gapper to the wall,
yep,
which was essentially decisive. But not an easy week, man. I mean, it's like that, those memes where someone's just like smoking, like, man, it's been a tough day, dude. It's been a tough week. Every day was deja vu. Every day they trailed in the first inning until today. And to their credit today, they held on and won 3-2. They couldn't lose the series to the White Sox. And thankfully they didn't.
They finished the year 38-43 on the road. Okay. Not great.
No.
I would be curious to see the last, you know, handful of World Series winners. I think we went road back record. and looked at their road record.
Be interesting.
You know, to see if there's anybody with a worse road record than 38-43 to win a World Series.
It's a good question.
Because you guess what? Because of where they're at in the wild card race, and if they do finish with the 5, they're going to have to win a lot of road games to win, or at least some. And then if they're perfect at home, that's great. But you know, you get my point. It's like you're gonna have to win on the road in the postseason. And if they finish as the 5, there's a potential chance. And we
as we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear: uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 1-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Talked about this last week. There's a potential chance of the first 8 games that you play in the postseason, 6 of them would be on the road.
That's exactly right. 3 in the wild card, 3 in the divisional series, and then 2 in the championship series. And you know what I would say?
I didn't even
in the championship series.
I didn't even mention the championship series. It'd be 8 of 10 if you made the championship series and you played a full 3 in the wild card, a full 5 in the division, and then the first 2 in the NLCS. Unless you played the 6 seed like they did in 2022, then you have the first 2 at home.
It's a good point.
But still, if you get to the NLCS, like, great point. Like, hey, that means I'm in the NLCS. It's awesome.
Yep, I'll take it.
Take it in a second. But like, that's the path here. And if the sixth seed behind you doesn't end up getting hot as well, is that three on the road in the wild card, 3 of 5 on the road in division, and then the first two on the road of the NLCS.
How about this, dude?
They're not a good road team.
It's not easy. How about this? ChatGPT, worst road record to win the World Series? 87 Twins or 29-52 on the road? What?
That was the Kirby Puckett? That was the Kirby Puckett Twins?
Yeah, like, yes, but 87 Twins, right? Like, what? Is that accurate?
Wait, what year? What did they?
Yeah, they won the division with 85 wins.
Who they did they play the Braves in the World Series?
Yeah, and they won in 7 over, no, St. Louis.
St. Louis. Wait, they played St. Louis?
Well, they also played that 1990 or 91 World Series against the Braves. You're thinking
that's what I'm that's what I'm thinking of. Sorry. 87, they won the World Series?
87, they won the World Series going 85-77.
And they beat the Cardinals?
In 7 games.
Why am I mean, obviously, I wasn't alive then. Because you weren't born. But I feel like I remember something. There was had to be something from that series that was memorable, right?
And yeah, 7 game series. Yeah, they were, dude, I'm looking right now. They were 29-52 on the road, 56-25 at home. 29-52.
All right.
by the way, the worst regular season record, forget home road, to win the World Series. Okay, 06 Cardinals were 34-47. The 06 Cardinals were 83-78 overall.
Yeah, I remember that. That was the year that they came, that they beat the Padres.
That's insane. 83 wins, won the World Series. But again, Twins did it with 85. So again, this is the point I've tried to make, though, that it's like, you know, it's reaching some, but not most. People are like, Padres are cooked, not playing well. They're only going to win, I'm making up, 88 games. I'm like, well, okay. But not every team is playing scorching hot baseball right now, like including the Chicago Cubs,
right?
Including the Milwaukee Brewers, truthfully. So yeah, I get the point. I get it. Would I prefer to play like the 2024 Padres than the 2025 Padres into the playoffs? Yeah, absolutely. But neither guarantees anything. Didn't guarantee them anything last year. And we're not certain of what's going to happen, you know, a week from Tuesday when they're likely in Chicago. So I want to see them play well over the final week. I want them to give people hope. I want them to give themselves hope by going 5-1, you know, down the stretch here, beating up on the Brewers and the Diamondbacks. But that's insane. How did they have home field with 85 wins? Was it set? It was AL, NL back and forth for forever.
Yeah, it wasn't best record.
That's so insane.
Now, I do remember in it was I think it was 19 when it was the Nationals versus Astros.
Yeah.
That series, every team road won team. On the road. So the Nationals won games 1 and 2, and then the Astros won 3, 4, 5, and then the Nationals won 6, 7 on the road. Every team won on the road, every game. So no home team won a game.
I cannot imagine doing the wrap-up show for the 87 Twins and be like, we went 29-52 on the road. I would be like, we have no shot.
No shot.
But then again, they didn't have to win a game on the they probably had home field. Well, they did in the World Series. I don't know if they had in the ALCS, but that's crazy. That is so crazy.
They didn't have they went straight to the ALCS, John, right?
I know, but I'm saying, did they have home field in the ALCS?
I have to look this up now.
Because if they didn't have home field in the ALCS, they would have had to win on the road.
1987.
They beat the Tigers in the ALCS 4-1, and they did it with home field.
What did the Tigers win that year?
Yeah, exactly. How many games did the Tigers win that year? Like 0? They won 98.
Why?
Someone explain why the ALCS in 1987 opened in Minnesota. Oh, I know why, dude. Timeout. They didn't have home field. It was a 2-3 format. The lower seed got the first two at home. I hate that format so much. The home field team should never be trailing in a series without losing at home, if that makes sense. So it was a 2-3 format. They got the first two games at home.
So they won the first two at home.
It wasn't 2-2-1.
It was a 7-game series.
No, it was a
was it a
7-game series? Oh, you're right.
Yeah, because I'm looking right here. The Twins won 4-1.
Oh, I thought it was a 3-1. It was a okay. So you're right. So they had home field. It was 2-3-2. Why?
Why?
That's stupid. Someone explain that. Someone do the deep dive on that. I need an answer on that. Right.
So funny, because I'm reading on Wikipedia here. It said, after the series loss, the Tigers would not return to the postseason again until 2006.
Dude, they sucked. Remember how bad they were?
87.
They sucked for so long. They were the worst. In the early 2000s, they sucked.
I mean, they won the 86 World Series, obviously, over the Padres.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like the 2000s. We can get back to this, but I'm very curious. And once I go down a rabbit hole like this, why did the Tigers host the 1987 or have home field in the 1987 ALCS? I need to know.
Yeah, I need to know this down too.
Wait, is it the Tigers or was it the freaking Twins?
Twins, Tigers.
Wait, what? Yeah, Twins.
Yeah.
So oh, first, hear me out. Here we got it. Everyone stop what they're doing. Stop driving. Stop going to sleep. This is important.
This isn't putting everyone to sleep right now.
This is important. You're already sleeping and nobody cares.
Right.
According to AI, the Twins had home field advantage in 1987 because of a rotating schedule for home field advantage in league championship series, which favored the American League West division champion in odd number years and the AL East division champion in East numbered years.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
The dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Why was baseball so stupid back then?
Why did the Twins win that World Series? They shouldn't have had home field in the World Series either. They should have lost that World Series to the Cardinals.
The crazy thing is, I bet you if I look back at the 1987 World Series ratings, they're like
40 million people.
Yeah, exactly.
Per game. People cared. Like, I know. Like, that's even crazier.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to this. Par Threes Club. Thank you, man. But thanks for joining us on our TED Talk, our Twins TED Talk.
Exactly.
Cheers to the Padres winning tonight. Road to 10,000 subscribers. Boys, appreciate you, man. Appreciate that. I don't know if we're going to get 10K, truthfully, this year. We're going to need to win some playoff games.
They're going to need to do some work, and we're going to need you guys' help. We're about a little over 300 away.
Need your help. Please subscribe.
We need some big wins by this team. We've got our loyal fan base here. Our loyal fan base, but to bring in the extra crowd, might need a little run here for the Padres.
How can they draw 40,000 a night? And how can we not have 10,000 subscribers? How can they draw 3 million at the gates? Come on, subscribe to the gym. Subscribe to the gym. Appreciate you though, Par Threes Club. All right, let's get back to it. We do want to remind you about Lucky Box, grand old Lucky Box, man. I love me some Lucky Box. Next time I'm in Vegas, which is gonna be soon because of San Diego State was something. Next time in Vegas, I'm hitting up a Lucky Box. And when you're there, use our promo code PADRES, all lowercase, get $5 off. We were there in Vegas. I picked up this Fernando Tatis Auto 10. Can you imagine that? Picking this up randomly. Like, how does that happen? I got a Tatis. Nice. Could have been anything. Could have been Messi. That would have been cool. Could have been Mahomes. Also would have been cool. But could be anyone. And I picked up a Tati. You can also get a Pokemon card if you choose. Pokemon sports or autographed jersey. And then they've got some like grails in these things as well. Like you could win Fernando Tatis Jr.'s like autographed cleats, game worn, because there's like a little like Holy Grail card. And once you get the card, it says like you can redeem it for Fernando Tatis Jr.'s autographed cleats or, you know, Messi autographed cleats and so on and so forth. So the next time you find one of these, click the link in the description down below. You can find out where they're located. They're in Vegas. They're coming to Southern California. They're in Chicago if you're going to the playoffs in a week. If you were just there this past weekend, if you're in New York, it's at JFK. Click the link in the description down below and then take $5 off with our promo code, the word Padres, all lowercase.
Yeah, if you also want to become an exclusive loyalty program member, just go to luckyboxvending.com. All you need to do is use your email and your phone number. You can get insider perks, early location drops, exclusive giveaways like chances to win authenticated signed memorabilia, all by just joining their loyalty program membership by going to luckyboxvending.com or scanning the QR code on any machine in the country.
What's the thing you want to see in the final week that will provide you more hope? Like in that, like copium, I'm watching, is it Michael King? Is it Manny Machado? Is it Xander Bogaerts? Is it the return of the bullpen to fully like look like the bullpen? What's the thing you want to see for the last six games?
Trying to look here. When's King's next start? Friday?
He would be in line to pitch on Friday. But that would be, no, I don't know if it's Friday or Saturday, Jim. What day did the playoffs start? Tuesday?
It'd have to be Friday because he's lined up for game two, if that were the case.
Yeah, so it would have to be Friday, yep.
Game two would be next Wednesday, the first.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, you're right. It would have to be Friday.
If Michael King goes out on Friday against Arizona, who is fighting for a playoff spot, Arizona has not packed their bags yet. I mean, we'll see what happens by Friday. Maybe they're eliminated by Friday. I don't know. But if the Diamondbacks have a legitimate chance this upcoming weekend to make the postseason, and King goes out and hurls like seven shutout with like nine strikeouts, one walk, three hits allowed, that's going to make me feel pretty good. Because, you know, going on the road to start a postseason series potentially.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to need these starters along with, I mean, it's the entire team, obviously. But, like, you know, you win in the postseason with your pitching. That's just what happens. I mean, you give me a lights out pitching staff in the postseason, I'll take my chances. Right.
Yeah, definitely.
So Pivetta, I don't need to see anything else from Pivetta. Right. He might have a couple hiccups, but at the same time, I trust Pivetta and he's your game one starter, you know, come next Tuesday. But, you know, I saw your tweets like who starts game two? And it was like everyone voted you.
I had like 60% of the vote.
I know. Good luck out there, John. If Michael King on Friday against the Diamondbacks goes out there and shoves, isn't that going to make you feel like pretty good?
Yeah. Yeah, it will. What if he doesn't?
Well, then the opposite feeling will.
Let's say it's just like average, like five innings, three runs.
Again, yeah, I'm going to be like, okay.
Like, exactly.
Like, we'll see. You know, like.
But he's getting the ball game too, right? Or is he getting the ball game too, regardless of what happens?
Yeah, they can't. It would be malpractice as an organization to give the ball to anybody else.
Yeah, I probably agree, but someone's gonna have to take the ball in game three.
Okay, worry about game. Here's the thing in the postseason, though, John. Like, if they're down 0-1 in the series, you worry about game three to game three.
True, but I'm saying, wouldn't you agree that game three would be a pretty big one if they play it?
What if they decided to start Darvish on in game two down 1-0 in the series and you never get to see Michael King pitch?
Well, what if they start King down 1-0 in the series and you never get to see Yu Darvish pitch and Michael King goes two innings, the last four home runs? Like it did against the Mets.
You've said this before. I think I couldn't. If I were the Padres, I don't think they could live with themselves if they push King back to game three and you never see him pitch in the postseason if you lose the first two.
The one I can't live with myself with, and you're right, I probably said that. The one I can't live with is watching Dylan Cease in a decisive game on the road.
Yeah, that again, yes. But if I were to tell you right now, would you take winner take all game three in Chicago? If the Padres end up having the five seed?
1,000%.
Okay.
And that's the scary part.
Yeah, you get to that point. My guess, you Darvish.
Bullpen.
Well, it depends. I mean, shit. Maybe. I don't know. But like,
you'd be tempted to go super short leash, just like the Cubs. I mean, you could start Darvish and you ride it as long as it's working. But the super short leash, you know, you go two scoreless innings, but then there's one on or two on in the third, and he's one time through the lineup. Here's Mason Miller. I'm making it up, bad example, but you know, something like that could happen. in a game three.
I think I would be very, very surprised if this week plays out, nothing weird happens, right, with the team, and kind of things fall into place where they are right now. Padres are the five, Cubs are the four, who cares about whatever else, right? You go to Chicago, I would be pretty surprised if it's not Pivetta King game one and two. Wouldn't you?
I have one more theory. Hear me out. Okay.
Okay.
I'm thinking, where am I going to go here? And someone else maybe mentioned this on John and Jim. I don't think this is my idea. I think someone called with this or texted. I don't even know if you're there. It might have been Friday. What about King game one?
No.
What about King game one?
Why?
You know why I say it.
Why?
Can't win or lose a series in game one.
Okay. I mean,
Pivetta's a stopper. I mean, when your season's truly on the line, is that when you would turn to Nick Pivetta?
Yes, but here's also the thing. I know how Mike Schilt operates.
Not going to happen.
He's going to, in his mind, rationalize it like Nick Pivetta earned that game one start. Just like last year when we were like, who starts game one, Cease or King? And they gave it to King.
Right.
And King went out there and shoved, and he had those, a million strikeouts in that game. I don't see a situation where King, who has been injured all year long, still does not look like Michael King, is going to get, the game one start. When, by the way, he'd have to be pushed up or actually he wouldn't even, I don't know. You couldn't even do that though. Cause he pitched
it was
today.
Annie.
It was Annie.
Yeah. Yeah, with
me. All right. Yeah. So then King gets the game one start. Where's he pitching in this week? Or they're just not going
to
have
him. He's going to have to pitch. Honestly, I'd give him the week if you wanted.
Give him 8 days off for his next start.
Well, Pivetta might have that because he's pitching tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm thinking Pivetta goes Monday and then the next Tuesday.
Well, that's 7 days off for Pivetta.
Still, that's eight. Monday to Tuesday is eight.
Okay.
But you're right. I get your point. It's one additional day for King.
I think we're just like talking about all the scenarios, but I think we both agree. Pivetta game one, King game two. Or do you honestly think
I would start Pivetta in game one?
Okay.
But here's the thing. Just hear me out. I'm with you. I'd start King game two. And then if I'm down on one in the series, I'm like, am I seriously starting Michael King, who gave up like 100 home runs a week ago in a winner take all or a with my season on the line.
Yeah. Yeah. You have him.
Yeah, I get it.
He's not returning next year. Like, you ride that horse till there's nothing left.
No, I know he's not. I'm just saying I wouldn't feel good about my chances.
Fine. Don't even pitch King in the wild card series. Fuck it. Go. Here's what they do. Cease game one. Go Cease game one, Darvish game two, and Vasquez game three. Fuck it. Save Pivetta for the division round.
Sears game one.
JP Sears, I like it.
I go Vasquez game two, and if there's a game three, I start it with Rob Marascio or whatever the hell his name is. Rob Marascio.
Can they bring up Matt Waldron for a spot start in the postseason? Game three.
They could. Yeah. JD Gaucho, appreciate you, man. He says Mets, Reds, and D-backs photo finish. On the final day, all I know is this. If the Mets don't make the postseason, I would not want to be a Mets fan or a Met.
I already don't want to be a Mets fan.
No, either do I. But, I mean, can you imagine that? Freaking, it's been such a shit show. I mean, at one point, they were like one of the best teams in baseball. It was this summer.
Fire everybody.
But that there goes back to a point like someone's making it. Mets have sucked. Padres have not been great.
Right.
And the freaking Cubs have not been great. And those could be the three wildcard teams in the National League, three teams that have not played, great baseball, truthfully, down the stretch here. I mean, the Padres have not. I mean, they really haven't. I mean, everyone's been watching, even with this series win. Mm-hmm. Their last three series wins are White Sox, Rockies, Rockies.
Yeah, that's why I said this past weekend, did nothing for me. because if they're not playing the Rockies or the White Sox, they're not winning series. When's the last series they won that wasn't against a team that lost 100 games?
That's a great question. I have no idea.
Was it that Dodger series?
That's a while ago.
Yeah, that's a month ago. They have not won a series against a team that has that's not on the way to lose 100 games in a month. They lost a series to the Mariners, the Twins. They got swept by the Orioles. They got lost 2-3 to the Mets. They lost 2-3 to the Reds. It's five series right there they lost. And the other three series, they won. But they even didn't take full advantage of that because they lost a game in each series. I said it last week before the start of that. I'm like, they're going to lose one of these games against the White Sox. Like, they're just going to go out and have a game where you're like, what the fuck was that? And that was Friday night.
Yeah, they sure did. And you're right. It's like it all adds up. You win one more game against the White Sox. You win one more game against the Rockies. And now here you are looking at that four seed, but they didn't.
You don't get swept at home by the Orioles, right? You take 2-3 against the Reds instead of losing 2-3. You don't lose 2-3 on the road to the Twins. You know, you win 2-3 instead of lose 2-3. Like, man, it's if they don't go deep in the postseason or like they don't have like a run, we're gonna look back on this season and be like, man, this team just really did not take advantage of any opportunity that was given to them.
Completely. Yeah, I completely agree with that. It'll be interesting to see how we kind of dissect their season once it ends, depending on how it ends. Guys, we do want to remind you about our friends over at SeatGeek. They've got a terrific offer going on for you right now. Get to Petco Park for the final week of the regular season. Hopefully, you'll have a chance to get to Petco at some point in the postseason, should they play at home at some point this postseason. But click the link in the description down below. We got a terrific deal going on for you right now. Use our promo code PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP. You'll get $20 off your first order of $50 or more at SeatGeek. You heard me right. $20 off your first purchase with promo code PADSWRAP. That's a first purchase of $50 or more. Just click the link in the description, download the app, have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. And we do want to thank our friends over at SeatGeek. So this can be a clinch night and you can get in. This is kind of
$7,000.
That's 30 bucks. And this is the Luis Arraez bobblehead La Regadera. And you can clinch and you get in for 30 bucks. So like, two tickets right here with fees is 70. Take $20 off of their promo code. Think about that. You could be there for a clinch night for 50 bucks with a buddy.
Let's go.
I mean, that's kind of incredible. So take advantage and click that link in the description down below.
Yeah. And just let you guys know that SeatGeek is MLB's official ticket marketplace. So your tickets, they're fully guaranteed and instantly fulfilled in your account after purchase. All you got to do is use your promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP, for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. Again, that's promo code PODSWRAP for $20 off your very first purchase at SeatGeek.
Look at this, Jim. If the Padres win the World Series, not only do they win the World Series, you win a hat. Thank you, HBBV. He says, they win the World Series, I reveal my name and buy Jim a hat. Think about that.
Wow, can't wait.
If the Padres win the World Series, you get a hat.
No way.
Yeah.
What kind of hat? A melon hat?
They ain't cheap.
They're not cheap. I demand a melon hat. Thank you.
The first thing we say when we come on the air that night is, please send Jim a melon hat. We're not going to talk about the World Series. We'll talk about the melon hat. James, thank you for the super chases. Jim, did you enjoy WrestleMania? Oh, WrestlePalooza.
WrestlePalooza.
WrestlePalooza on ESPN.
30 seconds. Tell me
you bought the damn package.
30 seconds. I did not buy the damn package because I thought it was a joke how you had to pay $30 for that thing.
Yeah, Brent was freaking out about that. He's like, that is a joke.
It's a fucking joke because when they first announced the ESPN deal, it made it seem like it was like grandfathered in. Like if you already had ESPN, like, oh, congratulations. But like, no, it's an extra $30. And I heard it was really hard to, a lot of people had problems with it. Shocker, streaming issues.
Yeah, shocking.
Like watching the highlights, I thought the show, to be honest with you, James, was a complete joke and they completely fumbled the bag. And wow. I'm glad I didn't pay $30 for that piece of crap of a show.
Did you have a spoiler alert who won or something?
No, because I thought that now that WWE is a part of ESPN,
yeah, it's kind of
product's gonna be watered down and you know ESPN's gonna fucking ruin it and they're just done.
Other than that, I thought it was good.
I mean, Survivor Series
a month to watch Wrestle freaking Palooza seems to me like you're freaking taking advantage of people to ask someone to spend $30 a month to watch freaking Wrestle Palooza.
It's a joke. It's a joke. It's like $30 for PLE. Like they went from being on Peacock, where on Peacock you get movies and you get a bunch of stuff you could stream.
It's
right,
like $10.
It was like $13.99.
Okay,
but still, and you get like a library of like all WWE stuff,
right?
And on ESPN, it was like oh, pay $30 for this show. It was a joke, dude. I'm not paying for that shit,
right?
Get a VPN, illegally stream it. Be a man.
Be a man. What's your level of excitement for the return of Xander Bogaerts? Are you going to be up sleep tonight, for example? Seriously.
Am I going to be able to sleep tonight? I'm like, fuck, Xander's coming back. I mean, like I've said about Xander, guy's a very forgettable player. What does he really do for this team? Is he going to make this team just infinitely better? That's TBD.
TBD? No.
No. I mean, okay, great. At least now they can just like stop with the Will, what's his name? Mason McCoy bullshit. Or not Mason McCoy, Will Wagner bullshit.
Well, yeah, and they, we can stop having the conversation about should Cronenworth play short and why won't they do it, yada, yada, yada.
Right. Whatever. I mean, Xander.
You know what their it'll be interesting though, because the postseason can be so short. I mean, you're going to have someone on your bench, you know? I mean, like you said, if it's Ryan O'Hearn or Gavin Sheets, it's going to be dependent on left, right. Well, you know, you get the point. It'll be interesting to see what they do. But Xander's playing from here on out. Assuming he's activated, he's going to start it short the last six games of the regular season. He's going to start it short in the postseason. Simple as that. I mean, yep. It's Xander Bogaerts. He's paid a lot of money. If he's healthy, he's playing. JD Gacho, thank you, Mace. Dude, you should start a wrestling channel, seriously. JD Gacho says, Jim, what do you think of Roman Reigns playing whatever, Akuma, in the new Street Fighter movie?
Well, Cody Rhodes is playing, who's Cody Rhodes playing? It's the guy with the blonde hair. I'm drawing a blank. Put in the chat, who's Cody Rhodes playing in the new Street Fighter movie? I don't know, we'll see. It might be cool.
He's playing Robert Suarez.
Cody Rhodes?
I don't know. Did someone put it?
Yeah.
Gil.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. I always forget how to pronounce his name. Gil?
Is it Guile? I don't know. What the hell do I?
Guile. Guile. Is it Guile? I don't know.
You asking me?
I don't fucking. My brain is. I don't even know right now.
HBBV, thank you, Mace. Should I save for World Series tickets or Survivor tickets? Look at all this. What do you think is more likely? Petco Park has this wrestling event, which is a guarantee, or World Series?
Well, they're having the wrestling events already booked.
That's why I said it. What do you think is more likely? The guaranteed wrestling event or the
World Series?
Series to make a World
Series? I'll probably go with the guaranteed wrestling event.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's Guile. Yeah.
Guile. Real quick, we do want to remind you that you can take advantage of our relationship with our friends over at Underdog. We got a terrific promo code for you going on right now at Underdog. Use our promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP. Get $50 in bonus funds when you play $5, plus get a 50% deposit match up to $1,000. Plus get a free gimme pick. A free gimme pick is like higher or lower than a half total rushing yard for Saquon Barkley, or higher or lower than a half total plate appearance for Manny Machado. They're giving you the pick. So again, three offers going on right now with one promo code. Get $50 in bonus funds by playing $5. Get a 50% deposit match up to $1,000. Get that free gimme pick, which you pair with any other winner, and you can win up to 5,000 times your money in a single night. Use our promo code PADSWRAP at Underdog, the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports, by clicking the link in the description down below.
Or this QR code right here. Scan it. Take it to the App Store. Download Underdog Fantasy. Use our promo code PODSWRAP. Start playing today.
We will see you tomorrow on the radio. See. You can watch us on YouTube. You can catch us on the radio, San Diego Sports 760, iHeartRadio app, YouTube, search for John and Jim. And then tomorrow night on the wrap-up show, is it a clincher for the Padres? Nick Pivetta on the hill, Freddie Peralta for the Brewers. Those are the probables tomorrow night. For Petco, can the Padres earn a win, clinch a playoff spot in 2025, put a little bit of pressure on the Cubs as well for that four seed in the National League? We will be with you at 2 p.m. Kevin Acey will be on the show. So join us at 2 p.m. on San Diego Sports 760. We'll get you ready for 4 hours from 2 to 6. And then, of course, back here on the wrap-up show tomorrow night. Please subscribe. If you haven't subscribed, what are you waiting for? Please subscribe to this channel. Season's almost over. Please subscribe. Year-round content. We have content for you in the offseason as well. So please subscribe to this channel. Smash the like button for us. Follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. We appreciate the super thanks that have been rolling in for those watching on replay. So thank you for your support of the channel. And thank you to those that become members as well. Support our partners, our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz, as well as our partners, Lucky Box and Humul Casino and SeatGeek and Underdog Fantasy. Padres win a series against the White Sox. Can they do it against the Brewers? We'll find out beginning tomorrow night. For Jim, yeah. I'm John. This has been the wrap-up show. Guile.
Sonic boom.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.